Blog Talk Radio.
And now...
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Again?
Nothing up my sleeve. Presto! Ooh, don't know my own strength.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
At last we are to meet him, the famous Captain Spaulding. From climate hot and scalding, the captain has arrived.
Hello, I must be going. I cannot stay, I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going.
For my sake, you must stay. If you should go away, you'll spoil the party I am throwing.
I'll stay a week or two. I'll stay the summer through. But I am telling you, I must be a-going.
Before you go, will you oblige us and tell us of your deeds so glowing?
I'll do anything you say. In fact, I'll even stay.
Good.
But I must be going.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer.
Did someone call me Schnorrer?
Hooray, hooray, hooray. He went into the jungle where all the monkeys throw nuts.
If I stay here, I'll go nuts.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
I put all my reliance in courage and defiance and risk my life for science. Hey, hey!
One day in Madagascar, he bagged a dozen weasels.
Yes, and all of them had measles.
Hooray, hooray, hooray!
I faced a chimpanzee once, so close I felt his breath. The creature looked at me once and laughed himself to death.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! One day I caught an eagle, too big for me to tote. I changed him for a sparrow, a jackass, and a goat.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! One day a vicious monkey chased me a mile or two. I hid behind a donkey. The donkey fainted too.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! I had a guy named Peter. He lent me his repeater. I brought down a mosquito. Hey, hey!
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
The first day I arrived in Africa.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
The first day I arrived in
hooray
Africa.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray.
The first day I arrived, hooray for Captain... Fooled you that time, didn't I?
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
And now live from coast to coast, it's 10-4, baby, and the Possum Hour theme. Catchy little tune. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and, well, gentlemen, at least. Well, might not even go that far, but good evening, nonetheless. Welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you upon that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of bullshit memes. And even more bullshit memes with cheese. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Shamps. Oh, we got a lady finally. Wonderful. All right. Monday nights. Oh, you're listening to Greenwich Network. Home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. Monday nights. Awesome hour listening. Diddy Mao. Goomba. Zimbabwe. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's nostalgic look back at the year 2020. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble for the wonderful world of lesions, featuring blemishes, chankers, blackheads, and warts. And Thursday, it's Chunk Bluster with Road Rage Reminiscences. Fridays, of course, us once again on Friday Night Possum, except this week, because I have to get up at the crack of fuck on Saturday. I'm going to bed early. I'm old. It's a week's worth. Worthwhile. I'm wasting. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Recently, when I became deathly ill, I was able to summon an ambulance, my next-door neighbor, my family, and my doctor without picking up a telephone. I used this remote control to contact LifeCall, my 24-hour emergency medical response service. Watch. You just press this button and speak into the air and...
I'm having chest pain!
I'm calling paramedics and your family, Mr. Miller.
I've fallen! And I can't get up.
We're sending help immediately, Mrs. Fletcher.
See? Protect yourself with LifeCall, and you're never alone. To get complete free information by mail about this affordable medical emergency response system, call toll-free now. LifeCall can save your life. So call to get free details by mail right away.
For free information about LifeCall, call 1-800-872-9100. That's
1-800-872-0397-06-05-2804-079-06-05-8-07-03-6-01.
Mrs. Fletcher was on top. Seconds later she was not. Lost the balance in her feet. Spread the scissor off her feet.
Then I can't get up.
Mrs. Fletcher lost her sense. She can't call an ambulance. Like a funky down the stairs, she was bouncing everywhere.
a somersault. Couldn't grab the banister, it took a no time just for sure. And they'll be here from Cleveland next Thursday. Before we send an ambulance, Mrs. Fletcher, is your insurance paid up? Did you pay your insurance premium this month? Did you?
Mrs. Fletcher's falling and she can't get up. Mrs. Fletcher's falling and she can't get up.
Mrs. Fletcher's falling
and
she can't get up.
She's falling
and
I can't get up.
She can't get up, she can't sit. She could need a first aid kit. The people she could damn you better. These are in the camera.
And I can't get up.
She won't have much of a future if she doesn't get a feature. She can't call Billy Fire cause she broke her bit of rock.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Fuck you, Gumby!
Let's have a little humility here now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J.
I'm having chest pain.
Oh, poor Mrs. Fletcher.
I was thinking, though, that whole falling and can't get up bit, that was a lot funnier 30 years ago when the commercial came out. We were 29 and 30 years old thinking, old people, look at them, they're old, and they're falling down.
Yep.
Not so funny anymore. That's part of the thing about temporary Possumhauer, man. I was thinking how life is so fucking temporary. Everything's temporary. You think, oh, this is... I was talking to these people at the gig Sunday night, and they, you know, they were an older couple, and they bought a crib. And it was a two-story, you know, and I explained I had a ranch, and it got around to the, you know, the age question, and they said, so that's your, what the fuck they call it? Toe tag house. That's your toe tag house. Yeah.
Okay.
So, fun times, man. So I was goofing around. I looked it up this morning, man, and I guess that's a big... There's all kind of philosophical thinking on that temporary thing. It wasn't...
It got me.
Deep in that original. Wasn't original at all, but there you have it.
That's good. Young people.
Kids. So how was your weekend, man?
That was a good weekend. That's nothing big, nothing exciting. Just watching stupid horror movies.
Yeah. Good. What'd you see, any good ones?
That's the thing I do in October. Every October, I watch stupid horror movies. It's a little thing with me.
Anything good?
Guilty pleasure. No.
Anything good?
I mean really horrible, like Herschel Gordon Lewis stuff.
Ah, okay. Nothing you want to recommend, then?
No. Not at all.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, went to the dollar store, Dollar General.
Okay.
If I can say it. They're not paying me any money. Paid them some money. Bought some things. They sell beer over there.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
Show. Yeah.
Yeah, you
anyways,
that before.
They played a music there, you know, with the stuff going on and the music. Well, it's not Muzak anymore. Muzak's out of business, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That's long gone. But but they got
So what are they playing?
They're playing like 80s, top 40,
yep,
80s,
yep.
90s. And this one came over the speaker there, and I thought to my, you know, and I just heard it blowing up as they played it. And I said, boy, keep that in mind. And as soon as I got home, I sat down and bing, bang, boom.
Blow it up.
It's a new blow up, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. Good deal. Good deal.
You think I don't give a
80.
Fuck about the program anymore, which I don't. But still, once in a while, we'll take the extra effort. Compose an original comedy bit. So, here we go. Because, you know, Possum Hour, like everything else, temporary, man. We're not going to be on here forever. We're going to be on forever.
Seems
going
like
going off
it.
Someday. And we
yeah.
I know, doesn't
Something's
it?
Something's going to happen. Everything
well,
is eventual.
I'll try to stay till Friday Night Possum number 400. How's that sound?
There you go.
That's like somewhere around our 12th anniversary.
Okay. I don't know why. We can pull that off.
Spandau Ballet. Remember them?
Oh, not really. I heard the name.
And a bunker. See the scram.
See the scram.
Enoch. Ingen's Omen.
And a can of Panistan.
So true, funny how it seems.
You feel like Woods, Bob Ross, Rennett, your friend, but you're moving the money.
This is the sound of my soul.
in my pocket and the fuse is lit.
I'm having chest pain.
Hang on to that one.
That's my new favorite. My new favorite.
I love it.
That was a trip. Trip. Triple.
Yep. Yep.
Yes, sir. Speaking of baseball, what we got?
How are your boys doing?
We lost 101 games. Have the fourth pick in the draft next year. So, pretty good.
Pretty good.
And they brought up their 6'7" tall shortstop, which I think is just hilarious.
It's an oxymoron, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know what his grades are like, but boy, he can hit. that some bitch can hit the ball, man.
All right.
His ninth inning of the last game of the season, they brought him up for two games. And he took one over the Roberto Clemente wall into right field seats for a home run. Oh, yeah.
There you go. There you go. So you guys need.
And I must extend condolences and sympathies, thoughts and prayers to our pal, Ford Prefect.
Yeah, Blue Jays.
Yeah, and it's Blue Jays. They came close, man. Fuck the Yankees. There, I said it.
You got a diamond. You got nine men. You got a hat and a bat. And that's not all. You got the bleachers. Got them from spring till fall. Got a dog and a drink and the umpire's call. What do you want? Let's play ball. Is that a fly ball? Or is it a seagull? Coming in from the lake just to catch the game. It's the last inning. Our guys are winning. Dave's put down a smoker, a strike, and you got no doubt. What do you want? Let's play ball.
Okay. Blue Jays. Let's play ball.
It's a beautiful evening, fans. At the ballpark, the game starts. Warm summer breezes, sun's going down. It's all dark at the ballpark. That's okay. It's a night game.
Okay, Blue Jays, let's play ball. Okay, Blue Jays, let's play ball.
Bring on the White Sox, bring on the Bo Sox, bring on the Brewers, the Rangers, and the Yankees too. We'll beat the Indians, we'll beat the Tigers, we'll beat the A's so bad, gonna make Billy blue.
What do you want?
Let's play ball.
I'm having chest pain.
That's a beauty.
book roll double just because it was cool, man.
Uh-huh.
I like that for a team
song. I like that ditty. That's a nice ditty.
Okay, Blue Jays.
Okay, Blue Jays.
They're going to be my new American League team. No.
There you go.
Although, you know, who knows? Let's see what happens. Hopefully now, I got to say, though, Vlad Guerrero Jr. is, like, one of the greatest hitters in the game today. And by all rights, should be the most valuable player in the American League. But you got to give it to Shohei Ohtani. The guy is an elite pitcher, and he's an elite hitter. Unprecedented. No one's even come close to doing this in 100 years. 100 years! You know who that man was?
I have no idea.
Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth, there you have it.
Only man to ever hit and pitch and excel at both at the same time. But he didn't. Babe Ruth didn't even do it like this guy, not on a regular basis. This is unprecedented.
Well, is this guy doing it drunk?
No, that's true. He's not doing
it
drunk.
There you go.
You got to give the Bambino some points.
Uh-huh.
He did it on beer and hot dogs.
And a fat cigar.
And a big old fatty. Yeah, man. He was quite a character. Quite a character. Shohei Ohtani from Japan. I'm hoping it's the Brewers and the Rays just because you don't see them that often. If it's the Yankees, Bo Sox, fuck both of them. It should just, they should
you
just disqualified next year just because. Just fuck them. All right, we'll beg to differ on that one, Ford. He says Ohtani qualifies as most outstanding player. Guerrero's most valuable to this team. And plus, they almost got to the playoffs, and the Angels were, like, sucked. So there is that to consider as well. All right, enough about baseball. It's over, man. It's just the playoffs and shit now, man. If your team's not in, who gives a fuck, right?
Exactly.
Apple Cheeks Alice is here, though.
Sweet Alice.
That's cool news. That's cool shit
yes,
there,
it is.
Man. Delicious. Thank you for coming. Dr. Cake is here.
Dr. Cake.
It would not be a show without Dr. Cake.
Okay.
Thank you for coming, Dia. And completing the Canadian contingent, before mentioned, Ford Prefect.
Blue Prefect.
Okay, Blue Jays.
Okay,
number one fan.
And
that Guerrero guy.
And
he's
brought
a beast.
Jimmy Floyd. Jadis Jimmy Floyd.
Brought Jimmy Floyd.
Ford. Yes. The
guy is a beast. It wouldn't be a cosmic baseball letdown. Not for free. That does suck. That does so suck to get that close. Fucking lose it on the last day of the season. Dope. And they won their game, too. Beat the brains out of the Orioles or whatever. Sucks. Well, it'll be next year, hopefully. You never know. There's GT Trenton. GT made a request to play.
That's right.
Curly Shuffle.
Curly Shuffle.
We ended up blowing it up, dude. Sorry, man.
We blew it up.
Yeah. Fucked up, man.
We dug it up from the vault and blew it up again.
Yeah. Yeah. Ran it up the flagpole and opened fire. It's pretty cool. We saw you. We mentioned you. Gave you a shout out.
I would blow it up.
He's the strongest man on the internet. You
know, so I hear.
Yeah. I read it in a magazine. Okie doke. Moving right along. First man in the chat room tonight was our old pal Ope.
Oh.
Other people's eyes.
Oh.
A good egg.
Yes.
Kind of winging it tonight, man. I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, I know what I'll do, man. Cool.
All right. You're back on schedule now.
Well, I thought crossed my mind. There are an awful lot of yodels.
Uh-huh.
I never have trouble finding an interesting and new and different yodel for this program. I wonder. I don't think there are as many scat songs as there are yodels.
Interesting. All right.
And I wonder why. Because yodeling is kind of scatting in a way.
In a way. Got the same yodel.
It's a scat. So you got yodels related to scat, and then yodels related to polka. It's just, it all comes together, man, in a musical mesh. Yeah. Very cool, man. All right. Just a thought.
There you go. Try to find some scat shit.
Sinister Minister. Finance and Parking himself. Professor R.J. Gumby.
Who's the beast, you say?
Well, we wouldn't do it without you, sir.
There you go.
They are the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Conor Jackson.
As the Beaver.
When a cat begins to stat, boo-wah, 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 boo-wah. If he's hip, he'll flip his hat, boo-wah, 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 boo-wah. When the drums begin to thump, boo-wah, 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 boo-wah. Then a chick has got to jump, boo-wah, boo-wah. When the band begins to bop,
a bobbly-oo, bobbly-oo.
And the saxes blow their top,
oh, you're cool.
Man, the music must improve as the rhythm starts to move. And the cats are in the groove. Bop to the bop, bop to the bop, bop to the bop, bop to the bop, bop to the bop,
bop to the bop, bop to the bop, bop to the bop, bop to the bop, bop to the
bop, bop to the bop, bop to the bop, bop to the bop, bop to the bop, bop to the bop, bop to the bop, bop to the bop,
bop to the bop, bop to the bop, bop to the bop, bop.
Indeed. Was that Scatman John?
That's Scatman Carruthers, my friend.
Oh, Carruthers, okay.
Yeah. One of my faves, man.
There you are.
Love that cat.
I missed it. I had to run to the toilet.
You said toilet.
I'm drinking so much water.
Wood.
How much water?
Yeah. At least your water is good to drink, man.
Yeah.
People can't say that.
Anything going on in Flint? Is Flint still fucked up?
Yes. What the
Jesus
fuck?
Jesus Christ.
I
that's
asked you what
10
the fuck?
Years?
I hope that's in the this whatever infrastructure bill. Hey, guys, don't forget Flint.
That was the one bad thing with Obama when he went there saying, no, nothing wrong with this water.
They're going to have like two generations of brain-damaged people
Yep.
walking the streets. You know, writing bad checks. It's not going to be good.
That's fucked up.
Oh, man. Crazy town. This country is fucked up, man. But, you know, there could be a chance we have. There's no hope. What am I saying?
No, there's no hope at all.
We're temporarily doomed.
Uh-huh.
Now and forevermore. The memories. I was thinking about getting a dog, too, you know. That's rolling through my mind.
Yeah, there you go.
It's fucking Facebook, and they put dog shit on there, you know. Yeah, get away from me.
Dog shit.
These fucking dogs. Hey, pain in the ass. I miss my pups. I had a dream about
my
old...
Well, they say you live longer. You live longer than a dog, they say.
I had a dream about my old Sheltie,
yes.
Max. He was my lucky dog.
How many dogs did you have?
Since I've been an adult?
Yeah.
Not counting kids' dogs?
Yeah.
Max and Petey and Ted.
Oh,
and
okay.
Three. Over 40 years.
Okay, all right.
Yet, something like yet.
Get another one. You know you want another one. Get another one.
Yeah.
Get yourself a fridge.
When the right situation comes along, the right dog. I like the freedom of not having a dog right now. Kind of nice.
Well, get a stuffed animal type thing.
There are a lot of responsibility. Petey, no. Petey was before I knew Gumby.
Yeah.
He was just, I don't know. He was Petey, man.
How'd you come up with that name, the Little Rascal?
Yeah, I was thinking Little Rascal. Yeah, and I was like, he'd be a good Petey.
Uh-huh.
And everybody went, he's Petey, all right. Yeah, he's Petey. Old Pete, man. That dog was something else, boy. I had three good dogs. Three really good dogs in my life there. And then a couple... classics when I was a kid, too. But I had a dream about old Max the other night.
Okay.
My Sheltie. He was smarter. He was probably the smartest of them all. I don't know. Pete was pretty sharp. Pete and I were most in tune.
There you go.
It's cool with if you get a dog that you're like...
Well, how about Stupid Cat? Do you miss Stupid Cat?
Stupid Cat, man. Yeah. Cats are cats, though, man. You know, they come and go. You could leave a cat for 2 weeks. You leave them food and water and shit. They're cool.
Yeah, they don't care.
Nah.
Like they're happy. They get to place themselves.
Yeah. Glad you're gone.
Dogs get
rearranged. Rearrange the shit on the shelves now, you know? Dogs are like, you've been gone for like 45 minutes. I didn't know what I was going to do. Needy bastards. Alrighty. What were we looking at? We could move right along or... Oh, we could do a quickie. What do we got? I know I got...
Yeah, quickie life.
Man, I got so many...
We love the quickies.
Leftover quickies, man. If I can get to the quickie section of the board here, man. Scrolling. All right. Well, nothing's going to be better than that Scatman song, but...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it was good. How about... this one.
Hard to keep your tail up, never long and his hair is gray. He's really got an awful jig. Hard to keep your tail up, hard to keep your tail up. Keep the sun out of my eyes.
On the nose, so that just qualifies as a quickie.
Yeah,
just under the wire. 200.
Hard to keep your tail up. Is that what they were saying?
I don't even get it, man.
Yeah, keep the sun out.
When
of
I was
eyes.
A kid, I grew up near a horse farm. Well, kind of on a horse farm, and when that tail would go up, you get out the way, man, because it's meadow muffin time, you know. Plop, plop, plop. No fizz. No flopping.
Run for cover.
Yeah. Yeah. We were little kids, man. I'd have kids over from school. We'd get on a horse farm and laugh at poo, you know. Look at the big pile of poo.
You throw it at each other? We used to throw it at each other when I was on the track
team. No way, man. No way.
Yeah, I used to pick that shit up and throw it.
Ew. You ever touched animal poo, like on purpose? Animal poo. There's a topic.
Animal poo.
When they ask us what's the podcast about? Let's see. Monday night we covered animal poo. That was pretty interesting.
Now we finally got an answer to that question. Animal poo.
You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
I like that road apples. That's a good one, apple cheese. Road apples.
What, slang for it? For horse poo, road apples?
Yeah, road apples.
I like it. Yeah.
We I don't know if, we probably didn't invent it, but we were very fond of meadow muffin.
Okay.
Meadow muffin.
I think it was, too.
Field flops. Now, that one's original. Flop would be F-W-O-P. Field flop. Copyright. 2021. Commodore
there you
Decker.
Go.
With G.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's 3 minutes. You'll never get back. Oh, I should probably explain. I wanted to clear the decks of some of the old shit off the soundboard.
Yeah.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is a pre-pandemic 3 minutes.
Okay.
Pre-pandemic. We had no idea what was coming when I uploaded this, that one Halcyon Night. And if you need somebody to blame, blame Ford Prefect. 3 minutes, you'll never get back.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairies sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
McDonald's French fries.
Yes.
You know who does the voice of Nelson on The Simpsons? Anybody?
Nope.
Anybody?
Nope.
The same gal that does Bart.
Oh, okay.
She also does Ralph Wiggum.
My cat's breath smells like cat food.
Love it. He's one of my favorites, man. I like that boy. All right. Boom, boom.
I almost didn't promote the show with this Facebook blackout.
Oh, yeah, man. Pretty cool, yeah. Huh? Facebook shut off. Now, our one buddy is suggesting on there that perhaps they were kind of cleaning some of the files out this afternoon while nobody was looking. They had a whistleblower report that after the mark this one. After the election.
Okay.
They lifted their regulations on talking about insurrections and things like that. And violence and whatnot. And there were some Facebook groups that were part of that bullshit on January 6th. So.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then today, Facebook goes off for 5 hours.
And I didn't notice on Instagram, too.
Coincidence? I wonder. They always do it, man. They always do it right in front of you, right in plain sight, man.
Good. The way you do it.
The big criminals, fucking egg, man. This is something they were, Alice says, something they were changing screwed up their DNS. I don't know what that is. And employees couldn't even get into the physical buildings. Yeah, GT's body odor actually took down Facebook. And then his mom finally talked him into a shower. And it came back on. All right. I just read this right before the show. This is breaking news, man, ladies and germs. But I didn't break it. Don't look at me. Domain name server. Oh, yeah. Domain name server. I knew that.
Oh, okay.
My son wants me to work IT. Ew, boy. All right, right before the show. William Shatner. You remember William Shatner, of course. No, Dr. Cake remembers William Shatner. He is 90 fucking years old, okay?
90 years old. Bill Shatner.
90?
And?
90 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to blast into space on October 12th.
Well, best of luck there, Shat.
I would not, man, if I was his physician. Damn it, Jim! You're too old to be going up in rockets! You know, come on, man. 90 fucking years. I wouldn't go up in a rocket.
Just because you're the captain of a ship on a TV show.
Jesus Christ, he's 90 years old, man. I don't think they're thinking this through.
You know, what the hell? Old age is a horrible way to go. Go up in space. Blow up or something.
Fiery rocket crashes. And a heart attack while you're in.
Quick way to go.
Going up in space. Yeah. It would be Blue Origins. Which one of the millionaire. Jeff Bezos went up in. I think that's the penis shaped one.
I bet you anything Bill Shatner's not going to wear a red shirt on that trip.
You got that right, Jacques.
Man.
Jeez, man. That's... I'd think twice about that, Bill. Just saying. Oh, I don't like when people say just saying, but I am just saying, man. That's not good. All right. Here's the ultimate... Now, I do a lot of weddings, so I'm not really it's kind of funny. you know, you have the wedding DJ, boo, and the wedding caricaturist, yay! And, of course, you have the wedding photographer, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, this guy was shooting this marathon wedding he did it as kind of a favor for $250.
Uh-huh.
He shot video and stills at a 10-hour event, right?
Good God, yeah.
Yeah. So it ain't for $250, which is nothing for
yeah,
that, you know?
Not for that time. Yeah.
No. So it was a favor. But they wouldn't give him any fucking breaks. When dinner was served, they didn't feed him.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He couldn't even get a drink of water.
Oh, man.
So, he's like...
Fucking angry.
He's like, you know, I was going to be paid $250. Honestly, I'd have paid $250 just for a fucking glass of cold water. And to sit
Jesus
down for
Christ.
5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So, He didn't expect to be treated so lousy, so he got a little mad and he deleted all his everything he shot while he was there. Like, all the photos, all the videos. Go fuck yourself.
And
so,
I'm guessing he was the only one recording it, right?
Oh yeah, they were doing this
marathon wedding, and there's nothing recorded on it. There you go. It serves these people right.
It does. It does, man.
It does.
You should treat your people, the people that schlepped for you at a gig like that. Like Sunday night, they bought me a sandwich. I got it made. It's my turn to buy this week, right, with the boy.
Yeah.
And at the end, I was shut down in the... A lady came out from inside the restaurant, the City Barbecue, nice chow. And she wanted to see one of my drawings. They wanted to show her one of my drawings. I thought she wanted a drawing, right?
Yeah.
So I said, yeah, go ahead, sit down. And so I drew her. It came out pretty well. And she's like, oh, my God. And I'm getting ready to split, and... comes out and gives me a fucking free family din-din.
Nice. Ah, nice big meal.
Yeah. My treat.
Right.
It's free. Thank you very much.
Beautiful. That's the way to do
Commodore,
it.
Commodore 1, life, nothing.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I've never been to a wedding where there's a caricaturist.
Good.
This is all new to me.
I like that it's has a novelty still.
Yeah.
Because I do it every fucking Saturday night.
Yeah. And then word gets out. It's going to be a big thing.
North Dakota. A man removed 42 gallons of walnuts from his pickup truck. This squirrel figured he had a nice place to stash his nuts for the winter. So he filled the guy's engine with
Jesus Christ.
There were various locations on the truck. Somewhere he can't even reach. he says, I have him rolling around the frame rails wells as I can't get at.
Sneaky little bastard.
That's funny. Animals. And nothing about animal poo, but, you know, animal nuts. Close. All right. Here's some kid. Some kid, maybe a future, what are them guys? Archaeologist or paleontologist?
Uh-huh.
6-year-old kid walking around a Michigan nature preserve. He saw a rock or something, you know, and he dug it out and looking at it and showed it to his folks. And turned out it was a 12,000-year-old mastodon tooth. Big motherfucker.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Little
molar, man. Yeah. They didn't figure it out until they got home, you know. He took it home.
Yeah.
Well, they brought it back to the experts, you know, and it's donated to a museum and whatnot. It's on display.
Yeah.
They get the free tour to museum.
Uh-huh.
And it has only fueled his passion for archaeology.
There you go. There you go. Put your kid on the path. Good future.
Feel good story of the year.
Uh-huh.
All right, auctions. Auctions real quick. Is still up for sale? Cause this is, I don't know how old this is. The, you know, remember the Munsters, of course, right?
Of course.
It's October and whatnot. You can bid, I believe you can bid on, yes, it's still on for auction. George Barris, the car designer, designed the Munsters, not the Munsters coach, but Dragula. That'd be Grandpa Munster's drag. You know what I'm talking about.
I remember the episode, yeah.
Yeah, a coffin with big wheels and pipes coming up the side and whatnot, and a bubble roof. So anyway, they made, I think they said 5 different copies of it. And this is the one that Grandpa Munster pooped in, so they want to get rid of it.
So we got Munster poop.
Yeah, it's got Munster poop in there. Get in early and often.
There you go.
Yeah, that's at the Mecum Auctions. In
not on your eBay.
Mecum, Georgia. No, it's not eBay.
Okay, just double check.
Not on eBay, man. Although I think GT Trenton's on eBay right now. They sold him. Okay, that's some weird shit, man. There, I don't know. Real quick, the housing market is so hot. This house in Massachusetts that has, like, it's been burnt, right? It's fucking burnt up house, going for $400,000.
Uh-huh.
Can't even live in it until you rehab it. $400,000.
Very expensive, Massachusetts. All New England, from what I understand. Burned out house.
That's insane. Burned out house. $400,000. 1,800 square feet. Not bad. Cape Cod or something. Cape Cod on fire. Fuck, man. Well, ladies and gentlemen... Oh, okay.
Right.
Time once again for the Guinness Book of World Records. And this week we have a sponsor for this part of the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
All right.
If you want to know which plant food America's best gardeners use, ask the champions in the Guinness Book of World Records.
I swear by Miracle-Gro. It's the best.
I grew my world record cucumber with Miracle-Gro plant food.
I know Miracle-Gro gives me more vegetables than other types of plant foods.
Hey, if world champion gardeners depend on Miracle-Gro, shouldn't you?
Now the Miracle-Gro No Clog 2. It's 3 feeders in one. It's a gentle feeder for delicate flowers, a wand feeder for hanging baskets, a fast feeder for lawns and shrubs.
All right, man.
Uh-huh. I'm Miracle-Gro. Miracle-Gro real good. I'll go big tomato.
Alrighty. Arizona. A restaurant cooks a 25-foot chimichanga.
What exactly is a chimichanga?
It's like, you know, you got your flat bread and your cheese and your ground meat and taco.
Okay.
Burrito.
And how big was this puppy? 25 foot?
25-foot, 7-inch chimichanga.
Okay.
But it's only believed to be the new Guinness record because Guinness said that no record actually exists for the world.
Right.
Who would think that nobody had thought about the world's largest chimichanga yet? I think that Idaho guy would have thought chimichanga. Yeah. You know.
Are you listening,
nah.
Dave?
So, if they set that as the original and originating the title at the... Oh, okay. Well, it's 25 feet, 7 inches, yeah. So, delicious. That is a big one.
He's an orphanage.
Okay, a dog has entered the Guinness Book of World Records. He ran the bases at Dodger Stadium in 21.06 seconds. That's a lot of running.
Yeah.
Jack Russell Terrier.
That sure is.
Man, you ever actually get on a professional ball field, you're like, holy shit. That's a far run down to first base, you know. You're watching on TV going, hey, look at that bum. Come on, hustle. It's like a fucking mile down there, man. So anyways, it was like a thing. Yeah, well, they set it up, you know, ahead of time. It was like kind of a competition. So he's all nervous, you know, and everything. And the dog. Macho, that's the Jack Terrier.
That's the dog's name?
Yeah, okay. Macho is he's a Jack Russell Terrier, and he will be rewarded for his record-breaking achievement with a dinner of prime rib. Congratulations.
Oh.
Macho.
Okay.
Oh, he was burning up them base pads.
He wants that food.
India.
Okay.
India, the subcontinent. Bule, there I was. No, a giant tooth sculpture made from toothbrushes earns a world record. That's kind of cool. Kind of promote dental health.
Toothbrushes?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you know, like a sculpture. Chew. Yeah, after that chimichanga, you probably need to brush your teeth. There you go. 40-foot.
All ties in.
Yeah. The Tarna Dental College in Navi, Mumbai.
Okay.
So it's been confirmed by the
my niece. I gotta find that.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
They're all standing in front of they call it the fast minar. I don't know what that means, so it might mean something.
Yeah, my niece is studying to be a dentist. I still have no idea how she suddenly out of nowhere decided to be a dentist.
That's cool, man.
Yeah. In New York now, studying.
Future daughter-in-law is finishing up dental
yeah.
school.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Case Western Reserve. That's like a huge. They were all nervous
nice.
She was going to get in there. Yeah, so that's cool. Yeah, congratulations to your niece. Congratulations to them Indian guys.
Yeah, good idea.
Dr. Reddy's Laboratories. You're ready to brush your.
And they did it out of old toothbrushes?
Yeah, yeah.
I like
and
that.
And before they stuck them up their ass first, before they put it together. And then sculpture.
For shits and giggles.
Yeah, just for, you know, little footnote. All right, this one's cool too, man. We're staying in Mumbai.
Yes.
Okay? You don't even need your passport for this one. Two brothers in Mumbai hooked up a Hot Wheel truck with 10 loops for the world record.
10 loops, okay. I was heavily into that when I was a kid. I used to love Hot
Wheels. Me too.
Matchboxes. Matchboxes were my favorite, though, regular Matchbox cars.
Well, but they couldn't go down a track like the Hot Wheels.
Yeah, I wasn't going to track that much. I like the cars.
Well, I ain't
but
got no
Hot
track,
Wheels,
but I got a... I got a Hot Wheels case full of Matchbox and Hot Wheels.
Uh-huh. I did, too. My father gave it away.
I went through them.
Big ones.
Yeah. I went through them when I moved over here, man. And, like, I had two that I thought, I'm like, oh, my God, that's, like, worth, you know, $1,000, you know. And then I'm like, oh, no, that's the one with the black seat, not the white seat. Yeah, it's worth about $2 on the open market there. Fuckers. Always just miss it by that much. Alright. So congratulations to Ruhan and Raul Daya. Hot Wheel brothers. Man, and hey, don't have to go too far for the next story. Bangladesh. A cow that reached a height of only 20 inches at maturity has been recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records as the shortest cow ever. Fortunately, Rani, a Bhutanese cow that belonged to Dhaka farmer Kazi Sufian, has passed away.
That's a little cow.
Yeah, only lived to the age
of
two.
A wee cow.
They knew she was too small to sell for meat, so they started to suspect the cow might be... they're to take it out of Rangoon or wherever the fuck they are and make them famous with the smallest cow in the world, and then the fucking Rani dies. But, as a footnote, they do get their names in the Guinness Book of World Records, so congratulations to those guys.
You get some recognition.
Yeah, too bad you does. Fucking Rangoon. Alrighty. Now, get it. Get your passport. We're going
That's
around
right.
the world. Even. An Idaho man. An Idaho man who has broken more than 200 world records. This time, David Rush adds another to his list by catching 58 marshmallows in his mouth in 1 minute.
Whoa, that's full-size marshmallows.
Full-size marshmallows, man.
Oh.
This is some badass shit here, man.
Uh-huh.
They got a video.
He spits it right back out? He has to.
Yeah, he had a bowl. He had a bowl
oh,
in front
bowl.
Of him.
Okay.
And Jonathan Hollywood Hannon was chucking the marshmallows, of course. You know that. You know that. He'd go to Hollywood for that one. And he had to throw the marshmallows from 15 feet away. So they were aiming to beat the record of 58 set by fellow serial record breaker. Oh, we'll have to check this guy out. Ashrita Furman, a thrower Bippin Larkin in New York. Rush said Hannon threw 63 marshmallows during the 60-second time limit, and Rush was able to catch enough to make the record. Oh, I see. They could have got 63. Wow. Idaho, man. You know?
Uh-huh. Isn't that
what are you going to do? Beauty. All right. And that's all you need to know.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Yeah.
I'm having chest pain.
Ties in there. Good funk. Who the hell was that?
I don't remember.
Okay. Good funk, though, man. We should have more funk on this show.
You gotta have some funk once in a while, man.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, you get a little cagey, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed. Good old funky music. Let's see. Good old funky music. It could be. Could be the Meters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the Meters.
Okay, sounds like it could be.
Meters. Let's see. We get the Meters. Oh, got to turn on the speaker.
We'll go with Meters.
That's it, the Meters, man.
Meters.
Big. The Meters.
All right.
Sound like Mr. Pillow. The Meters.
What's that guy been up to now? Any updates?
Oh, he's getting sued by everybody on earth, man. Just coming out of woodwork. What a dope, man. He got a great scam going with those fucking stupid pillows. And he blows fucking millions with phony recounts and shit for Uncle Bobo. That's the thing about recovering crack addicts. They were at one time crack addicts. And that don't really heal too good sometimes or all the time. You know what I'm saying? There's residual damage if you smoke crack for an extended period of time.
That's right.
Not that I'm casting aspersions. All right. We'll do that. Yeah, this was a weird headline. Sorry, I got to turn my speaker off. This was the headline. Business owner denies running illegal funeral home in Columbus.
Illegal funeral home?
What?
And how can you deny it?
He claims the Funeral Board of Ohio says there's certain things that you can do to a dead body and not be a mortician. Not be a licensed mortician.
Oh, no shit.
So, yeah. So I don't know what they do, makeup or... I don't think they do embalming. If a body has been embalmed, you don't have to have a cooler in your presence. Oh, I see. You don't have to put them in coolers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Because they've been embalmed. He denies them charges. They are not running an illegal funeral home. All right, we'll see how that turns out.
There's rules to follow.
Yeah, that just doesn't sound legit, man. It doesn't sound kosher. And then this one, police identify remains found at Southwest Columbus home during narcotics search. And they found body parts.
Oh, shit.
When it's body parts, you're like, uh-oh. Yeah, they arrived at the home, confirmed body parts were found at the scene. Body parts.
never looking for
again,
drugs.
Take it easy on the drugs, kids. It's all fun and games now until they start finding body parts in your crib. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not cool.
Oh, interesting world.
I know. And then, of course, there's a sad headline. Van hauling 400 pounds of marijuana pulled over in Indiana. That's a waste of good weed.
Yeah.
Damn.
Skippy.
Send some my way. Fuck yeah, man. 16 cardboard boxes, 400 pounds of vacuum-sealed marijuana. Ooh, vacuum-sealed too, man.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to open up that thing. You're going to have
fresh.
Enough smoke for the next forever, man. But, you know, not to belabor the point, but GTO. He has left the building, ladies and germs.
So
you're going to have that.
That means
yodel
time.
Yodel time, man. Yeah. Now, tonight's yodel is like one of them really old 78 records, man, you know? This is yodeling from your great-great-grandpappy's day. This is an old yodel. Done in a language from a foreign land.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
Yes. By a man who traveled the world yodeling. His name? The Yodeling Tramp. The Yodeling
Tramp.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Yodeling Tramp.
Yodeling time.
Quatre des montagnes, j'aime l'air, la liberté, le brillant soleil des campagnes et le firmament étoilé. J'ai pour palais une chaumière où sans souci du lendemain, le soir en guise de prière, j'entonne ce joyeux refrain. Oh, rula la la ti di la la, tro do ye ye di, tro do ye ye di, rula la la ti di la la, tro do ye ti di ye ye di, lo lo ti di ye ye di, lo la ye 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 di, lo la ye 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 di, la la, tro do la ti di la la, tro do ye ti di ye ye di, lo 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 ti di. Devant ce bonheur sans nuage, parfois je me prends à rêver. Mon cœur me dit dans son langage, je crois qu'il est bien doux d'aimer. Dieu nous a mis sur cette terre pour adorer notre prochain. Mon prochain, c'est une bergère. Je l'attends sur ce guerre-frein. Oh, la 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 la.
Chest pains.
One more time.
Right,
just for the fans. Right. Is that French?
I don't know what the hell that was.
I'll go with Oak on French because he's a substitute teacher. He knows stuff.
Yeah, he knows that stuff.
So, yeah, that was the yodeling. The Yodeling Tramp, right?
Yodeling Tramp.
That's one of them old, dusty old 78s, man. He was bringing the, yodel.
Bringing
the yodel. Bringing it. Ringing the yodel. Well, it was beloved by one and all. Well, Looks like by the old clock on the wall, we got to get the fuck out of here, man.
Oh, 27. Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah. Say good. You got to say goodnight, everybody. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight,
everybody.
Everybody.
And we'll see you in a week, because, like I say, I'm bailing out
Friday.
I'm a baby. You fucking pussy. Yeah. Eh, one of them lip darts. Hey, man. Good night, everybody. Thanks, Gumby.
Good
thanks,
night,
everybody.
Everyone. In there.
I hope I got him in there, man.
I think you did.
Life would be a wonderful thing. I'm having chest pain. It's my new mantra. Somebody starts bitching about, hey, I'm having chest pains. Leave me the fuck alone, man. I didn't mention the rest in peace, the bank deposit slip.
Yeah, okay.
That doesn't exist anymore, man.
Yeah, that's
you endorse cool. The checks, and you give them your checks and your driver's license, and they put the checks in your check. You go and put it in the checking, and they put it in the checking.
Good.
They don't want it.
No more
like
slips.
It's a paper step that no longer exists, which is good for the rainforest, says good, but it's just their devious way to make me bank on my gym crack, which I refuse.
Yeah, I don't do that either.
I'm not banking on my gym crack, man. So,
I'm not doing that at all myself. I still write checks out.
I write like 2 checks a year or something. Not a,
yeah.
This year I wrote about 4. For some reason I had to write a check for the new furnace. That was kind of weird. I thought they'd take a credit card number.
Yeah, you think they would.
Yeah. They wanted some paper. I said, good.
All right.
They still have my address from, jeez.
The
I think it's got my
house?
Address from the compound that I had in my second marriage, man.
Okay.
15 years ago? Yikes. Time to order new checks.
Can you just send me about five of them? That'd probably do me for next 3 years.
Yeah, if you're writing checks. I do. I'll pay all the bills online. It's easy, okay. Convenient. I like it. I'm used to it. I know how to do it. I don't have to call the IT guy.
Oh, good.
All right. Well, thanks for doing the show there, pal.
No, it's fun time. Fun time.
Stay safe. Drive carefully. How are the eyes?
Next Monday, I have to go back in. Still the same thing. Still got that smudge in my left.
Right. Now, give us an update.
Yeah.
When we reconnoiter.
Just taking the same old eye drops. They just keep saying, keep doing it. You know, they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, well. Can always use that for work, man. Call in.
Yeah.
I can't see coming in today, man. Works every time. All right. And on that note.
Yes.
I thought they had the...
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.